Now we have our second feature, the regular nostalgia article written by Derek James, who writes about a group of people recording stories of life around Norwich in the past. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
It was 20 years ago when a group of people got together with a shared interest in how things were done and how things have changed. Called Wise Archive, a website was created with the initial idea of preserving stories of working life in Norfolk by providing a space online for people to post their memories. This wasn't that successful, so it was decided volunteers should record their memories instead, while others could transcribe it. The first book, published in 2013, was a collection of National Health memories with a good selection of Call the Midwife stories. This continued until 2014, when Wise Archive was granted its first National Heritage grant for a project to mark the centenary of Colemans of Norwich. A new website was developed which included audio clips to bring stories to life. The Coleman book covered 60 years of memories by employees at the world-famous Carrow Works. In 2016, the National Archive at Kew mentioned Wise Archive first in their accession highlights for the year, and other highlights included collections at the British Museum and Oxford University. The reason for the mention included the higher proportion of women's stories compared to other areas in the UK, and the relevance of the content to everyday life, not just the great and the good. Various other projects and individual stories followed until, starting in 2017, Wise Archive began working on another project, which was heritage funded, the brilliant book Water, Mill and Marshes, Life and Work on the Broads 1920 to 2020, managed by the Broads Landscape Partnership Scheme. They recorded almost 100 fascinating and important interviews telling the story of life and work on the Norfolk Broads, including some wonderful childhood memories and photographs from family collections. It's a beautiful and important book. Wise Archive also produced a booklet on Mutton's Mill in the Halvergate Marshes, telling the story of the mill, its restoration by the owners and the further restoration. In 2024, members completed a project for the Royal Air Force Radar Museum at Neatshead, gathering stories of former and still active personnel who served there during the Cold War, and material was presented to the museum to be used in a future exhibition. And last year, members also recorded some stories of former employees for the Norwich Works photographic exhibition at Norwich Castle Museum. The latest project, Celebrating Wentham Lodge, a legacy of adult education, had its first public airing last month at an exhibition in Dragon Hall in King Street in Norwich, and the guest of honour was Brenda Davis, who, with her husband Ken, were the inspirational first wardens of Wentham Lodge. Ruth Tolland, chair of Wise Archives, said, "This has been a fascinating project about a much-loved institution that offered well over 300 courses and activities in its time. Cultural subjects, arts and crafts, music, sport, and all within a friendly, sociable environment. What lodge user can't forget the popular Jurnet's Club? It has been a sad loss for Norwich and Norfolk, as well as the King Street communities, since its closure at the end of December 2023. Let's hope that something with a similar ethos will take its place," added Ruth. We should know more about what the future will hold for the lodge later this month, and if you missed the exhibition, it will move to the Archives Centre at County Hall for 3 months from the start of September. Wise Archive is now looking ahead to new projects, which include recording stories of employees and long-term users of the mobile library service to celebrate its centenary, and recording memories by former printers at the Norwich Printing Museum on the Blickling Estate. We have much to thank them for. All books are available from wisearchive.co.uk, and Water, Mills and Marshes is also on sale at Bitten Books and Amazon. And if you would like to get involved with the Wise Archive, more information can be found on the Voluntary Norfolk website.
Thank you, Sarah.